This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word of a tragedy involving two U.S. Army helicopters. The AP's Jennifer King.
The U.S. Army says two helicopters collided and crashed in Alaska on Thursday. Three soldiers were killed and one was hurt. The two AH-64 Apache helicopters were based near Fairbanks.
AP correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Cause of the crash under investigation. Donald Trump says he is not concerned about what his former Vice President Mike Pence may have told a grand jury investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
An inside source tells the Associated Press the former vice president did testify before the grand jury investigating efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Mike Pence may provide prosecutors with a first-person account about certain conversations and actions in the weeks leading up to the deadly attack on the Capitol in 2021, which included calls for hanging Pence as a traitor. Pence was supposed to testify earlier this year, but Donald Trump's lawyers had objected, citing executive privilege. But a federal appeals court ruled he could. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis has just landed in Hungary, a neighbor of Ukraine. Among other things, the Pope will meet with Ukrainian refugees. There's word this morning that Russia fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine, killing at least 12 people and hitting a residential building in central Ukraine. The UN Security Council is calling on Afghanistan's Taliban rulers to reverse their harsh restrictions on women and girls. The education of women and girls is limited, and women are banned from many jobs, public spaces, and gyms. The Carolina Panthers selected Alabama quarterback Bryce Young with the number one overall pick in the NFL draft Thursday night. This is AP News. Now to Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner got emotional talking about her detainment in Russia. The WNBA star had to take a moment to compose herself in Phoenix after being asked about her resiliency over the 10 months she was in a Russian prison on drug charges.
You know, I'm no stranger to hard times.
Griner was arrested last year at a Moscow airport after Russian authorities said a search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. What did she do to survive?
Just digging deep. Honestly, you know, you're going to be faced with adversities throughout your life. This was a pretty big one, but I just kind of relied on my hard work getting through it.
Griner was exchanged for a Russian arms dealer in December. She's kept a low profile following her return to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow rose 524 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.